Well, as the entire country keeps waiting for the Uniform Civil Code with bated breath, Justice Balveer Singh Chauhan, who is heading the 21st Law Commission of India and is currently drafting the UCC, has said that UCC is not an option, UCC is not possible in India. In an exclusive interview to news18.com, Justice Chauhan has made it clear that personal laws has constitutional protection in the country and they cannot be done away with. Justice Chauhan has made it clear that they are looking at a possibility of including several amendments to various personal law legislations across the country religion wise, but Uniform Civil Code is something which would not be possible for India at the moment.
Sri Lankan paceman Suranga Lakmal vomited on the field before walking off as Delhi's notorious smog, which may rob the Indian capital of future winter test, continued to plague the third and final match on Tuesday. BCCI Secretary Amitabh Chaudhary has said that pollution will be factored in before scheduling a match in the city. The last rites of the veteran actor Shashi Kapoor were held at Santa Cruz Hindu Crematorium on Tuesday noon. A number of eminent Bollywood celebrities such as Amitabh Bachchan, Shah Rukh Khan, Saif Ali Khan, Sanjay Dutt, Nasiruddin Shah, along with Kapoor's family members Rishi Kapoor, Randhir Kapoor and Ranbir Kapoor attended the funeral. The romantic screen icon of the 70s and 80s breathed his last on Monday at the Kokila Ben Dhirubhai Ambani Hospital in Mumbai. He was 79. After 25 years since their first SUV, Lamborghini has unveiled the world's first super SUV called Urus. The SUV is powered by a 4-liter twin-turbo V8 engine and it can go from 0 to 100 km per hour in just 3.5 seconds. And will go on to a top speed of over 300 km per hour. It is expected to cost upwards of $200,000 in the US, and the deliveries of the same are expected to begin by spring 2018.